and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Today I'm going to be talking about the mark of the beast. I've talked about this a little bit before, but today I feel led to talk about it a whole lot more. The mark of the beast is becoming much more prevalent in the local stores in your area, and you need to know about it. The mark of the beast is here. Now, most people believe that the mark of the beast is a microchip, a credit card, a tattoo, or a barcode. However, the mark of the beast is first and primarily spiritual. We need to understand that the mark of the beast is first and primarily spiritual. If you read Revelation chapter 13, look at the word worship, worshipped, worshiping, the different forms of the word worship in Revelation 13. Revelation 13 is the chapter dealing with the mark of the beast. So I encourage you to read that Revelation 13 and underline every time that it talks about worship or a form of worship. And notice how that repeatedly it is talking about worship. Why is it repeatedly talking about worship if the mark of the beast is only a physical thing and not spiritual? We know that the scriptures deal with spiritual matters, which of course do affect the physical. So I'm not denying that there's a physical component of the mark of the beast. Of course, there must be a physical counterpart to the mark of the beast. There must be a physical counterpart to the mark of the beast dealing with buying and selling. That is clear. But no person has ever been beheaded for refusing a microchip. No one, and no one ever will be beheaded for refusing to take a microchip. A microchip is evil. It is an evil tracking device, and it can poison you or kill you at the push of a button. But no one has ever been beheaded for refusing to take a microchip. Therefore, it does not meet the biblical requirement to be the mark of the beast. No person has ever been beheaded for refusing a credit card or for refusing to take a tattoo. These things are not the physical components of the mark of the beast. First, we need to identify how is the mark of the beast a form of worship, and what form of worship on the earth right now is beheading people. We know that it is Islam that is beheading people. Islam is the only religion that I know of on the earth that is beheading people who refuse to submit to their religion. And we are witnessing Islam take over the world. Detroit is already taken over by Islam. America is already taken over by Islam. The whole nation The Congress is sold out to Islam. Some of the governors, mayors, all across the United States. And we see that Russia and China and Iran is defending their Islamic allies, such as Syria. We see Russia defending the president of Syria, the son of perdition. So we must come to understand the role of Islam in the end time. It is the world, the new world religion. Many people have been taught that the Roman Catholic Church is the church of the beast, and that the Pope will be the Antichrist. That's what most people, or a lot of people, have been taught. And I will not deny the role of the Catholic Church and the role of the Pope in the end times. But the Pope is not the son of perdition, the Antichrist. The Pope is the religious figure. The Pope is the false prophet. The Antichrist, son of perdition person himself, is the president of Syria. So we're going to see an Islamic Antichrist, the president of Syria, standing beside the Catholic false prophet, the Pope. A combination of Islam and the Catholic Church, the Western and the Eastern leg of the woman that rides the beast. The Western and Eastern Roman Empire, the Catholic Church, and Islam, the two components, the two spiritual components of Islam. I know that this is a lot to take in. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, Revelation 13, verse 16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name, the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, which we say is 666. John, when he wrote this, did not write in English, so we have to look at what he actually wrote. The oldest Bible that we still have on the planet, actually in existence, is known today as the Codex Vaticanus. If we look at this verse where it now says 666, and look at that Bible, the oldest Bible that we have on the planet, we see that John actually drew three pictures. He drew the Nazi swastika, he drew the symbol for the name of Allah, and he drew the communist flag, the hammer and the sickle. We cannot deny this if we look at that ancient manuscript. You can see a copy of it, a picture of this, on the ministry website at isawthelightministries.com. isawthelightministries.com. I encourage you to go and look at the article about the mark of the beast and about the beast revealed. The beast revealed article will show you a picture of what I'm talking about, and John actually wrote the name of Allah. So he gave us the name of the beast. It said those that have the mark or the name or the number. John gave us the name of Allah, and it is in the name of Allah that the Muslims are now putting a mark on the products in your stores, in your area. Stores in your town actually have a mark on the products that is put there by Muslims in the name of Allah. In the name of Allah, that mark is placed on the product, and it is actually called a mark. It is the halal mark, the halal mark of the beast. The word halal is a Syrian word meaning to profane the name of Jesus, meaning to commit it to the name of Allah by fornication, by ritual, by a sexual profaning ritual, that these products are being dedicated to Allah. That is the Syrian meaning of the word halal. They tell you that halal simply means that it has no alcohol in it, it has no pork in it, it has no shellfish in it. It simply means, they claim, that it is permissible for Muslims to eat because it submits to the old covenant law of clean and unclean foods. But that's only part of the story. They're not telling you the whole truth. The fact is that halal products can include not only meat, but all types of food, cosmetics, vitamins, furniture, cars, products and services. It does not have to be meat. It is not limited to meat. It is not limited to food. Their publicly declared goal is to have this mark, and they actually call it a mark, the halal mark, on products and services, all products and services worldwide. It is already in your store. It is on the baby formula. It is on the Similac brand baby formula. That is the number one brand of baby formula in the world. And it is on that number one brand of baby formula, Similac. It is also on Ensure protein drinks, which again is a number one brand. Ensure protein drinks, which they feed the elderly, people in the nursing homes, people at home trying to gain weight or maintain weight. It is also on the Albert brand diabetic drinks in your local stores. And this is in all stores nationwide, any stores that sell these products. It is also on some of the chicken and turkey products as well, especially up in Detroit, New York, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Los Angeles, the larger towns. You're going to find the mark on more products. Be careful in the health food stores because it's on some of the health food items, health food supplies, vitamins and nutrients. Be looking for the halal mark. You will notice the word halal or letter H or a crescent moon, the letter M and a crescent moon, or other things. I encourage you to check out the website today. ISawTheLightMinistries.com. It's going to give you other scriptures. It's going to give you more proof. It's going to give you a larger list of items to look for. Much more proof on the website. I encourage you to check it out today. And I thank you for listening. And I encourage you to meet me back here next week, same time, same channel. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.